KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies. We look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny, a high of 61. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, funeral arrangements have been scheduled for an Iowa couple and their children who died at a Mexican resort. A visitation is set for Friday at the Powers Funeral Home in Creston for 41-year-old Kevin Sharp, his 38-year-old wife Amy, and their children, 12-year-old Sterling and 7-year-old Adriana. A Mexican prosecutor says a gas leak in a water heater is suspected of killing the family inside of their rented condominium in Tulum, Mexico. Their bodies were found last Friday. The Des Moines Register reports that a memorial service is scheduled for Saturday afternoon in the gymnasium at Southwestern Community College in Creston, where Amy and Kevin Sharp took classes. The burial will be closed to the public. Council Bluffs Police and Emergency Service Team, along with the police negotiators, were dispatched to 114 South 7th Street in Council Bluffs late Tuesday evening for a wanted person who had been reported to be armed and in possession of a body armor. Officers developed information to believe the subject, 21-year-old Ozzie Palin of Council Bluffs, was inside of an apartment. Just after 8 p.m., they secured the apartment and the Emergency Services Team was activated along with police negotiators. After a short negotiation, Palin surrendered to police without incident. Seven other people inside the apartment were questioned and released. Palin was arrested on a warrant for domestic abuse. The scene was being processed by the Criminal Investigation Division. The incident took about an hour and a half to peacefully resolve. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested 18-year-old Charles Lee Shadbolt of Villisca late Tuesday night. He was arrested on a valid Montgomery County bench warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance. Shadbolt was being held at Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. A collision in Red Oak Tuesday evening caused an estimated total of $12,500 damage, but no one was injured. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the accident happened around 5:30 p.m. in the 1200 block of East Summit Street in Red Oak, as a 1985 Chevy Blazer driven by 19-year-old Christian Terry of Red Oak was backing out of a private driveway. That SUV hit an eastbound 2015 Toyota Tundra driven by 70-year-old Roger Shaw of Red Oak. Deputies cited Terry for failure to yield upon entering a through highway. A special investigation by the state auditor's office finds improper spending in two Guthrie County towns by a woman who has worked as a city clerk for both towns. Deputy State Auditor Tammy Cousin says the investigation centered on the activities of Renee Van Gundy in Yale and Bayard.
There was a period of time that she was at both. She started at the City of Yale in 2008 and started at the City of Bayard in 2010. And when we were first asked to do an investigation at the City of Yale,
she says after getting into the Yale investigation, they learned that Van Gundy also worked at Bayard and decided to look into the books there as well.
In the two cities we've identified, if you add the two together, we've identified over 60,000 of improper and unsupported disbursements and collections.
The Yale audit found some $29,000 of improper use of the city's money.
It includes things as paying for the clerk's gas and electric bills, her cell phone bills, our personal purchases on the city's credit card, and as well as some payments on her own credit card.
The investigation found about $31,000 in similar misspending in Bayard.
We had some payments to her cell phone. We had additional extra payroll checks, and we had quite a few improper credit card charges on the city's credit card. It included a lot of grocery stores, like the big box stores like Bed Bath & Beyond, Walmart, and restaurants and things like that.
Cousin says there was a lack of oversight by both cities, and they made some recommendations to city approvals to improve the oversight of city funds. She says having someone work two positions at the same time is not unusual.
Yeah, it really isn't. We've had a handful of cases where we know, not necessarily where we've had investigations, but we know of cities that where a clerk might be the two or three cities, so it's not unusual. Those jobs are not necessarily full-time jobs. And case like this, maybe if you can get, be a clerk at two or three cities, you can get a full-time job out of it.
Van Gundy worked for Yale through 2016 and Bayard until April of 2014. The information on the investigations has been turned over to the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office, the Iowa DCI, the Guthrie County Attorney's Office, and the Attorney General's Office. In the funeral announcements, Marie Eggers, age 97, of Carson, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Marie Eggers will be today at 10 o'clock at the Luss Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Patricia Ann Claver, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A memorial service for Patricia Ann Claver will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dustin Dusty Schneeberger, age 39, of Lincoln, Nebraska, died Saturday. A celebration of life for Dusty Schneeberger will be held on Thursday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Livingston Sonderman Funeral Chapel in Grand Island. Hazel Bengard, age 84, of Exira, died Tuesday at home. A massive Christian burial for Hazel Bengard will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Larry Lynn Rasmussen, age 74, of Springfield, Missouri, died March 13th. A memorial service for Gary Rasmussen will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Lawrence Larry Beeson, age 68, of Harlan, died March 24th in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Larry Beeson will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Don Nielsen, age 84, of Atlantic, died Monday. A memorial service for Don Nielsen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Gene Gill, age 96, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Gene Gill are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.